We're going to talk now with Leon Aron, who's a resident scholar, director of Russian studies at the American Enterprise Institute, author of three books and over 300 scholarly articles and essays. Leon, welcome to America's Radio News.
It's a pleasure.
Well, it's a very difficult time right now as we're dealing with the fallout from all this and a lot of breaking news and shifting terrain in the news. But what do we know about Chechnya? It's something that Americans haven't really done a lot of thinking about. We hear these periodic reports of horrible things there and these young men who came from there apparently about 10 years ago. What connection might there be between Chechnya, these men, terrorism, and the Boston bombing?
Well, Chechnya is a small land in the North Caucasus, a population of under 1 million people, who have been essentially brutalized first by Russia, then the Soviet Union, then by the post-Soviet Russia for almost 100 years. Was the last small country that was conquered by the Russian Empire in the North Caucasus in the 19th century, and then the entire population was shipped to gulags or exiled by Stalin in 1944, and half of them died, half of the about 450,000 people. And then there were several wars in the 1990s, and they started as wars for independence, but as often happens in today's world, they radicalized. The fighters radicalized, and by the late 1990s, it was already proclaimed as an Islamic Republic of Ichkeria or Chechnya. And incidentally, the only place on earth that recognized its independence was Taliban in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So the connection is very long. For example, the three pilots of 9/11, who actually came from Hamburg, were first recruited in Kandahar, Afghanistan, when they came there to train to fight in Chechnya. And then the al-Qaeda leadership said, well, we have enough people in Chechnya, we have something else for you in mind.
So there really is this strong connection between al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Chechnya, and even going back to 9/11. Well, Leon, I'm sorry we don't have more time to spend with you. We'll definitely have to have you back on America's Radio News. Thank you so much.